Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we have a very specific mission. We're doing a tailored introduction for all of you at Auburn, the faculty and students, to get you ready for the upcoming seminar with Professor Christian Haudray from Georgia Tech.
That's right. Think of this as your pre-seminar briefing. We want to give you the context for his research so you can really dig into the specifics of his talk.
And he's a significant figure in the field. He's professor and the associate chair for research at Georgia Tech's School of Mathematics.
Exactly. So let's jump right into the main event, the seminar itself. The title is Longest Common and Increasing Subsequences in Random Words, Differences and Similarities.
Okay, let's break that down. At its core, he's comparing two mathematical objects, right?
Right. On one hand, you have LCI in dollars. That's the length of the longest common subsequence of two random words. Pretty standard stuff.
And on the other?
That's LCI in dollars. It's the length of the longest common and increasing subsequence. That one little addition, increasing, changes everything.
So why is comparing those two the central puzzle? What's the point of seeing how they differ?
Well, the goal is to find, you know, a predictable shape in the randomness. He's looking to describe and compare their asymptotic means, their variances.
And their limiting laws, which he mentions. What does that term limiting law actually mean here?
It basically means that even as these random words get incredibly long, their behavior, when you compare them, doesn't just stay chaotic. It actually settles into a stable, predictable distribution.
So he's finding order in the chaos.
That's the breakthrough, yeah. He's using tools like the central limit theorem to prove it.
Okay, so for everyone at Auburn planning on going, let's get the logistics out of the way. It's Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. It's from 12:10 p.m. to 1:00 p.m. in Parker 328, and it's hosted by LeShen.
Got it. Now, pulling the lens back a bit, this specific talk, it fits into his much larger research focus, which is sequence comparison.
And this isn't just simple statistics. You mentioned it connects to some really deep mathematics.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking algebraic combinatorics, random matrices, fields that give you much more powerful tools to handle this kind of complex uncertainty.
I find that fascinating. The idea that these abstract puzzles about random words are actually laying the groundwork for real-world solutions.
And that's his ultimate goal. He wants to develop quantitative techniques for things like computational genetics and linguistics.
Right, so he's building a bridge. He's taking these really robust mathematical structures and using them to make sense of incredibly noisy biological data.
Well,
like predicting how a gene might behave.
Exactly. And his toolkit is just massive. Probability theory, mathematical finance, quantitative biosciences.
He also works on something called functional inequalities, things like spectral gap and log Sobolev estimates. What do those do in a practical sense?
Think of them as a mathematical stopwatch for algorithms. They tell you how fast a complex process will converge on the most stable solution. It's absolutely crucial for efficiency in fields like theoretical computer science.
So he's a builder of tools and a community builder, too. He started the Georgia Tech Mathematical Finance Seminar, the Southeast Probability Days.
And his academic tree is huge. The Mathematics Genealogy Project lists him with 16 students and 32 descendants. That's a massive influence, especially since he got his PhD from McGill back in 1988.
I also saw the quote on his homepage from Stéphane Mallarmé, "Un coup de dé jamais n'abolira le hasard."
The throw of the dice will never abolish chance. That really says it all, doesn't it? He's not trying to get rid of randomness. He's trying to define its edges.
So that convergence of fields is really the insight here. Taking pure probabilistic questions and using them to solve these incredibly complex real-world problems.
Right, okay. Absolutely. He shows us that if you can define the boundaries of chance, you're on your way to managing the outcomes of complex systems, whether that's in finance or in genetics.
So here's a final thought for you to take with you to the seminar. Consider this. How could the techniques he uses to compare these two simple random sequences be applied to analyze entirely different data streams you might be working with? Say, something like the prediction of non-stationary stochastic processes. Now, that is something worth thinking about.